Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulia, Hunter Brody, in. I love Broads Brody. It's killing me.
I have to call Odyssey to change it. I'm not calling Odyssey to change my name on the email address.
Like, I like the email address so much, I might email you. Like, instead of texting you, I might just send you an email this weekend, at Broads Brody. All right, so we'll get back to all your Phillies phone calls here. We're live at Ron Jaworski's golf outing at Riverwinds in South Jersey. It's a beautiful place. It really is cool down here, and the golf outing is going on. We're going to have some great guests coming up as the show rolls along, including Jaws in a little bit, to talk about a great cause that we're out here to represent and be part of. So, along with all the Phillies talk, we'll get back to your phone calls on the Phils, and your biggest concern right now, is it the pitching, which Lizardo is now part of, or is it this offense, which really, outside of three or four hitters, it's pretty darn meek. We'll get back to that, and Tri-Day Friday for a pair of tickets to see a championship season at the man. But, Broads, I'm curious if you are with me, or are you not concerned on this area of the Eagles? So, you know, minicamp's been going on, OTAs and all that, right? And the Eagles lost so much from one area, and I feel like it's a thing that we're just assuming they're going to be okay there. So last year, the Eagles' defensive line and edge rushers as a whole were just really deep, right? They didn't have a Myles Garrett, but they had a lot there. They set waves at the quarterback, as we saw in the Super Bowl. And I'm looking at it right now, I'm looking at that depth chart, and it's like, Jalen Carter's a great player. I believe in Nolan Smith. But after those two, you know, we lost Milton Williams. We lost Josh Sweat. Jordan Davis, we're all hoping that the breakout's finally coming. Eagles picked up that fifth-year option. We got the rookie Ty Robinson, Azeez Ojulari. But it feels thin to me, especially when you add in the retirement of Brandon Graham. I want to see how we go out this summer, right, between now and opening night against the Cowboys, and add something. Whether it be a star that wants out of a team, maybe we'll get to a name or two here, or just like another depth piece. I feel like we're thin at the part of our defense last year that really was deep. Where do you come down on the defensive line? Do we need to add something there?
I don't think we need to. Now, if they did, I wouldn't be upset, especially if it is a huge name and it's something that's, hey, 17 and a half sacks, yep, and he's not thrilled with his current spot. Like, of course, I would never be disappointed with a move like that from Howie. But as we sit here right now, I don't think they need to. I actually am really buying into Peloton Davis. I am buying
so
all
this
in.
Is the year he stays in shape.
Yeah, okay. You know what? And here's the thing. I was always worried that he didn't have the skill set. Like, they're asking him to be a pass rusher when he's just not a pass rusher. But I'm starting to wonder, is there something to the madness? Now, not everybody's trajectory is the same. He had to learn how to do this at this level and to be, you know, the guy that he is, and he has to get in shape, and he has to learn that, and it just took him a longer time than others, whatever. But I'm buying into Peloton Davis. I think Jalen Carter can continue to take strides. I mean, hell, we're told he doesn't even know what the position is yet.
Yeah, which is
so
amazing.
If those two are improving, you slot in a Ty Robinson that can help out for the loss of Milton Williams. He had 7 sacks last year from the interior.
The Vanilla Gorilla?
Yeah, I'm just saying, and you brought up the name that I'm going to say he's sliding under the radar as someone who I think could actually be a name that we rely on this year. I think Ojulari is going to be a player. Like, I really do think Ojulari is going to leave the Giants, come here. Vic Fangio is going to have his fingerprints all over this, and he's going to help. And a name that we're not talking about enough either is, I think Jahan Campbell is going to make an impact with pass rush. So it may look different. It may be a different style to the eye, but I think they could still get the same level of production even without Josh Sweat. Look, Josh Sweat, he kind of went in waves. You know, he's got the nice wave, and then he dies out a little bit, and he's got the nice wave, and he's a good player and a starter, don't get me wrong. But I think there are ways, even with Jalix Hunt, to find a way to contribute the same amount of sacks. It just looks different. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, like, when you said all those names individually, especially Ojulari, because you look at early in his career, like, some of his production compared to young Hassan Reddick, it's kind of similar. Like, there could be a breakout from Ojulari. I agree with you. I like all of them individually. My concern is we're just not that deep. Like, if Aziz Ojulari gets hurt, what are we doing off the edge? You know what I mean? Like, we're hoping Jahan Campbell can just, like, do it, and though he hasn't done it much. And if you have an injury on the defensive line, whether it be God forbid Carter. But, like,
yeah, that would set everything
up. Even if Davis or Ojomo get hurt, it just feels thin. I feel like we are thin at an area the Eagles are always deep, and that concerns me. All right, let's hear from Jalen Carter, because you mentioned Ty Robinson, and maybe they got a steal there in the fourth round. Listen to what Jalen Carter said at OTAs about Ty Robinson and what maybe he's ready to do this year as a rookie.
Boy, fine. I ain't gonna lie. He's moving good. He's a big boy. I seen his highlights before he came, knew what they was talking about, and, you know, he here and he working. You know, I think he's gonna have a big impact this season.
Jalen.
Well, man, why was he a fourth-round pick? Because every highlight I've seen, it's like, he could play.
I know. It happens. Sometimes guys slip, and you just got to make sure you pounce at the right time. But, yeah, I mean, listen, one thing I want to give a lot of credit to, not just Nick Sirianni as the CEO head coach, but once you establish sort of your identity and brand as a team and an organization, you got to make sure the staff underneath of you succeeds.
Yep.
And I'm watching Quinyon Mitchell come in. And I know these guys have talent and all, but, I mean, when you see the amount of guys that come in and produce so early in their career at the clip that they do, I got to give a lot of credit to who's on the staff as well. And my point is, maybe a Ty Robinson, not that he's going to be as elite as Quinyon was as a shutdown corner, but there's clearly a track record of this staff getting their hands on youth and plugging them in and right away having them be a really good version of effective. And maybe we see something similar with Ty Robinson. I used to be worried about that youth.
Rookie,
you're gonna win.
Yeah.
But, you know, I also think that the athlete itself has changed, because these athletes are at 8, 9, 10 years old programmed to be ready at 21.
Yeah.
Where back in the day, you weren't as invested with dehydration and this and all that kind
of
stuff.
They're farther along now.
Exactly. Yeah. So maybe that plays a role too.
And look, Howie has done a great job. So we're starting to all trust him in the draft. Like, if he drafted Ty Robinson, Ty Robinson could probably play. I like all these guys individually. I guess the way I'd frame it is, last year they had a lot of count-on guys. I could count. You're right, Josh Sweat wasn't great, but I knew what I was getting, right? I could count on Josh Sweat. Brandon Graham was an ultimate count-on guy. I could count on whatever Brandon Graham had left in his body, he was going to give the Eagles. Milton Williams kind of became a count-on guy last season. We just have less count-on guys. I could count on Carter now. I think he's a special player. Jordan Davis, I mean, maybe Peloton Davis is count-on guy. the Jordan Davis I've seen so far is not a count-on guy.
Well, let me ask you this. If they were to make a move, and it wasn't a big splashy one, but it's another depth piece.
A count-on guy?
Well, I was going to say, if they bring in something similar to an Ojulari,
yeah,
he probably won't be a, quote, count-on guy, but he'll be another addition to a team that you think is thin. How much does that move the needle
for? Well, it helps a little bit. It would make me feel a little bit better. And even, look, I didn't want Huff here anymore, but, like, it's another body that they subtract. They subtracted a lot of bodies up front. 215-592-9494. Of course, a potential count-on guy, you kind of referenced him, Trey Hendrickson, one of our favorites. Now, before we get further in the conversation, we'll get back to your calls. Have you ever heard Hugh Douglas's take on Trey Hendrickson?
I don't believe I have.
Okay, so I'd say once every 2 or 3 days we bring up Trey Hendrickson, unprompted.
Every day now.
Yeah, it's really every day. One, because he's a great player that's potentially available.
Yep.
But two, so we can hear this. So this was part of a conversation Hugh and I had about Trey, I don't know, 2 months ago. Here it is.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey. Excuse me.
Come on. There's no way that's real.
That's you?
That's even worse than the way that you guys explained
totally
it to
undoctored
me.
Helium Hugh, yeah.
Now, I have heard you guys bring up Trey. Because I listened to the station. I never heard the context of it. Now it's even better, but... Can I hear that again?
Yeah, let's hear it.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
call him in. He sounds like a 6-year-old, 5-year-old trying to talk for the first time.
Sounds like he's blowing up a balloon. Kyle, where do you come down? Do we need a significant addition to the D-line?
So I don't know who needs Trey Hendrickson more, the Eagles or our show,
us,
for the purposes of abusing that. And Hugh's starting to get a little sensitive about it.
Yeah,
the more I play it, he's like, you really got to keep playing it? Yep. Yes. The answer is yes, I do. I don't know. I mean, no matter how syndromic you are about this Eagles team and coming off the Super Bowl run, they clearly could use more on the defensive line. Yeah. You could never have enough pass rushers. I mean, especially edge rushers. You pair a guy like Trey Hendrickson, who got, 16 sacks last season. You put him next to Jalen Carter, I mean, all hell's going to break.
Bark!
Yeah. I mean, tell him, Jolly. the defensive line, I think, I mean, the loss of Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, and considering Jordan Davis, question mark, no matter how much he ran on the Peloton last year.
You don't run on a Peloton.
Well, still a question mark, whatever. Yeah, ride the Peloton. No matter how much he's been doing that. Ojulari, a question mark. Josh Uche, I don't know if he's going to make the roster at the end of the day. And then you lose Milton Williams. It's just, there's too many question marks along the defensive line. I would like one more sure thing for me to feel good about it going into the season.
Yeah, I guess that's it. It's not, they don't have a lot of sure things, and it's a little thinner. People love to bring up Ojomo, right, and what he could become. And I think he could play a little bit, right? And we saw him on the field. He got into the backfield. He has zero career sacks since he got to the NFL. That's not a count-on thing. I could use a count-on thing. I'm wondering where everyone comes down on the Eagles. Do they need another defensive lineman, edge rusher? 215-592-9494. That's a hot board. All right, let's get back to the phones here. On the Phils, what's the bigger concern, the pitching right now or the offense?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And the Eagles, a spot we never seem to need more. Do we need more on that defensive line? Broz doesn't think so, counting on Peloton Davis. I need more, and if it's Trey Hendrickson, I mean, think about it.
I wouldn't be mad if they bring in the Hendrickson.
Who would be?
Have I told you?
he
would be mad.
Have I told you my idea to make the Hendrickson thing work?
No.
Because I know so every time we bring up Trey Hendrickson or T.J. Watt, people are like, well, the Eagles don't have enough money, right? They got to pay all their guys. So Hendrickson is a great player who's holding out in Cincinnati, doesn't want to be there because he feels disrespected, right? He's making $20 million, and the edge rushers in the NFL, the best ones, make 40. So I want to bring him in, I don't know, second, third round pick, whatever it costs to rent him for 1 year. And I just want to boost up his salary for 1 year. Hey, Trey, we can't do it long term, but how about you come here? We have $25 million in cap room. Take 10 or 15 extra million. You feel good about where you're at in terms of the edge rushers in the NFL, for this year. And you get to play for the Eagles, play in big games, and then you head out to free agency. I think he might be okay with that.
You sold me.
I'm here.
You sold me.
Howie, let's get this done.
I mean, for as down as I am with the Phils, it's the complete opposite with the Birds. You sell me a good idea, I'm already riding high. You know what I mean? We're good. I co-sign
that
any day.
You think you have the syndrome?
Does Broz have Super Bowl syndrome? Peloton Davis is Super Bowl
syndrome. That's a little, syndromic.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Super Bowl syndrome is when someone can't see anything but the trophy being raised.
Everything's fine next year, no matter what.
But I'm a Jalen guy because he's the greatest quarterback
ever.
So when you have the greatest quarterback ever, then you're in the league. Well, he outduels Pat Mahomes every time they match up in the Super Bowl.
Sure does.
Well, he threw for like 100 yards in the Monday night game, and the defense won the game.
Well, Monday night. When did I say Monday night? I said Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah,
Super Bowl.
But he didn't really outdo him in the first game.
I think so.
He fumbled.
Well, yeah, and also, what a response right after that. I mean, that's resiliency.
He gave up 7 points on offense.
Yeah, but then, boom, right before you know it, you're right back into the fight.
Continue. Best ever. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, he's just right now in the league, he's just when you have you're consistently in the mix.
Nobody
better. I mean, think about it. 3 years in a row, you're winning double-digit games. Yep. In the NFL, you're winning double-digit games, win streak. I'm saying win streak throughout a regular season.
That's impressive.
Who does that?
The Eagles.
Exactly.
Yes.
With Jalen Hurts as the quarterback.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. And the not Eagles leading the league in turnovers for 23
Eagles,
games.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts, the quarterback, and then the Eagles. He's just got the it factor. It's unbelievable.
Right. He has the it factor, and he's in the second tier of quarterbacks in the NFL
right now. I mean, if that's your tier, my tier is it's him and then Pat Mahomes.
I'm glad we arrived here.
Well, we start with Vanilla Gorilla Talk, and we get right here.
I'm obviously joking around a little bit, but my point is I do have a lot of faith in the quarterback, and when I have this much faith in the quarterback, I think I'm always in a mindset where you're in a position
so
to succeed.
Maybe by the end of the show, we'll diagnose you.
Yeah.
Right now, he's trending towards syndrome.
Peloton
Davis, best quarterback in the league.
But
this is syndrome.
But can I have a Jalen? I feel like this is Jalen-centric. Because I'm that much of a believer in the quarterback.
It's like variants of like a disease or like a virus, right?
That might just be delusion, though.
Well, no. I mean, I watch his Super Bowl MVP. I mean, I know what I'm watching.
It's
I'm a Jalen, football guy.
That's Jalen derangement syndrome.
Yeah.
Where there's Super
You know what
Bowl
the funny
syndrome.
Part is? That we obviously have a good quarterback here, right?
Yeah, very good.
A winning quarterback, a championship-level quarterback. And we still find something to argue about the quarterback.
Yeah, well, that's because you guys have
No.
You have the virus.
If people go too far. Like, Jalen Hurts. All right, now we're here.
People could just never get enough.
Well,
we won the Super Bowl. It's great.
Can I
it doesn't have to be the best
Can I give
ever.
You a –
Best
give you,
of the league.
Yeah. All right, so your brain always goes to hockey. My brain goes to baseball, right? I'm going to give you a comp.
Okay.
Derek Jeter was a great player.
Yeah.
Derek Jeter, 3,000 hits, Hall of Fame, all that, champion. Winner. Derek Jeter wasn't Albert Pujols. He wasn't Barry Bonds. Wasn't Ken Griffey Jr. Like, why do we do this with Jalen? I think Jalen is the NFL's modern version of Derek Jeter. He got to a great franchise. He's a big reason why they win, right? I've given him credit for that. He's a winner. He's clutch. He's not Mahomes. He's not Burrow. He's not Allen.
Yeah. Screw me with Josh Allen. What's next? Justin Herbert?
Yep,
I mean,
why not?
Please.
No. Herbert crapped the bed in the postseason.
Okay.
He crapped the bed.
Turnovers. Josh Allen, all these turnovers. Yet our quarterback doesn't turn the – now, the 1 year Josh Allen doesn't turn it over.
Wow.
But yet Jalen doesn't turn the rock over when he's in his groove. He did early last season, but he
made him stop throwing the football as much.
Look at that Super Bowl. I think he was throwing the football beautifully.
Well, one last thing.
Yep.
Josh Allen has a better interception percentage and a better sack percentage than Jalen in the playoffs.
Whoop-dee-damn-do.
I just needed to point out a fact.
I don't like the Allen turnover thing. I don't like facts.
We typically don't
facts
either.
Facts on WIP.
Yeah, we don't do facts.
Unless they help my narrative.
Yes. That's true. Let me give you one more.
So you're telling me going to hockey, he's not Wayne Gretzky?
He's not Wayne Gretzky.
Sidney Crosby?
I'll bring it back to football because we did the baseball. Now we're doing hockey.
Okay.
About 12, 13 years ago, Russell Wilson was a champion.
Yep.
Clutch, winner, all this stuff, right? On a great franchise.
Cornball, though.
And he still is.
Clown.
But he had a run like Jalen's in right now where he was obviously one of the better quarterbacks in the league. I never thought Russell was as good as Breeze or Manning or Brady or, you know, whoever else you want to put in the top-ish of that realm. That's the way I view Jalen. Like, he's bumping up against it. He's in the conversation. But look at that PFF list that came out, right? That's what we're all kind of basing this off of 2 weeks ago. I thought it was so fair. There was so much anger, and I'm like, if they put him 9 behind Justin Herbert, then let's flip out. five.
Well, I like
this is fine.
I like you brought the Russ thing up because he outdueled Peyton Manning in that Super Bowl.
And they blew them out.
Wasn't that the year Peyton threw like 50 touchdowns
yes.
and set the record?
Peyton
Nobody's
was
arguing
better.
Russell Wilson's better than Peyton Manning. Well, it's okay, though. Yeah. Russell won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Are you guys done?
Yes.
Okay. For now.
It goes Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
And then that's all that matters.
That's great.
Because when you get him under center, if you ever are under center, you're in a good position to win. I mean, every single week I feel
correct.
Great because my quarterback
well, yeah.
is at the top of the league.
Totally agree.
And he is in charge and his demeanor, I mean, it's just so encouraging
and
to
that's
the
okay
room.
To
it's just elite.
That's
He's
okay
got
to
elite,
leave it there, though.
Elite
He's the best.
Aura. Okay, and that's why they win.
All right, let's
on top of his skill set.
Let's find some common ground. He's the best quarterback in Eagles history.
Well, of course.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm a McNabbsman. I give McNabb credit that people don't. I'm a McNabbsman.
But no, he's better.
Are you anti McNabb?
No, I just McNabb was good. Is that anti McNabb?
Well, without Jalen, who was the best?
Oh, Nick Foles.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it's so, Nick Foles.
Well, why? Because he won a Super Bowl? But my guy's Super Bowl doesn't matter.
Big game. Forget Jalen for one second. Big game.
Uh-huh.
Who's your quarterback, McNabb or Foles? You know the answer.
Oh, yeah, I do know the answer. It's Foles. I know the answer.
As you famously said, five threw up.
Five threw up.
Foles or Hurts in the big game?
Jalen's a better player.
Okay. We're common ground in this
yep.
thing. If we
now,
can make
now,
that
now, I'll be honest. If you had asked me that after the Rams game in the postseason last year, before the title game in the Super Bowl, I would have said Foles.
Oh, come on. It was snowing. It was snowing.
Oh, Stafford threw for 320.
It was snowing.
He got sacked like 10 times.
Well, it was
yeah, so snowing.
Tough,
yep, that's
tough
right.
on
yeah,
the ground.
Right.
All
right.
About
all
right.
That.
Let's,
I'm How glad did we do that?
I, well,
How did
we had to get it out of the way.
Yeah, it's almost like once a show, you got to just get it out of your system.
I guess you're right.
All right, Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Oh, Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up? But Will, you're not going to tell me Kepler should hit third today. Please don't do it. I can't.
Hey, listen, man. I'm going to tell you what the problem is, right?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like this team's spirit is broken, man. And it's like, you know, like one of the callers said, there's no fight. It's no excitement to them. It's like they lost their fight for the game, right? But this is the thing. This is what I keep saying, man. These teams are not better than us. We keep losing because we've beaten ourselves, man.
But before you go on, let me ask you a question. I tend to think you're right, like Milwaukee and Toronto, right? They're not better. But if they keep beating us, maybe we're not as good as we think we are.
No, but you know what? We are. The whole thing is we not sticking with the script. If they will follow the script like the Eagles did, they said no matter what, we're going to run this ball until they're able to stop it. So the whole thing is we're going to keep hitting, playing small ball until they're able to stop it. Now, you know what I've been noticing now? Look very carefully. These last two teams has been beating us at our own game. The thing that was helping us win, the double steals, the work in the pitchers, and hit and field hit. And you know what I'm saying? They're doing everything that they need to do in order to get people on and to take that gamble and bring some people home, man. We stopped doing that. I don't see that anymore, man. But, you know, like I said, with the Bryce, I mean, with the Sherbert leading hit off and turning.
I heard him call with the lineup yesterday.
He booked Kepler third yesterday.
I was in tears.
Well, I'm ready to DFA Kepler. Forget third.
So crazy. You know what's so crazy? Y'all doubting it because if you don't understand what I've been noticing, I think Kepler is like he's a third or fourth hitter. I know that he's more comfortable at that number.
The problem is he can't hit. I mean, that's the main problem with Max Kepler.
You know what? All right, and I know I'm about to give you my answer, but I'm going to say this, man. Y'all be giving up on players too fast, man. It's too fast?
Don't make
any sense.
We took the pledge, Will.
I'm 38, Will. I'm not getting any younger. Like I can't watch Max Kepler.
And now we're trying junk foods.
I know. I mean, I don't got much time
left.
All right, Will, what do you got for us? Will, what do you got? What is your food we should try that's definitely not good for us?
I'm going to say this and I'm going to be quiet. Well, if you're going to say that, right, well, then the Philly should be all in. Bring everybody up from you know.
You know, I like that.
What's his name?
Crawford.
Cross Painter, everybody. Bring them all up.
Bring the whole AAA team. Minor league team down, minor league team up. Let's flip.
Let's go all in.
All right.
Let's go all in.
And then Bohm at leadoff, baby.
Yeah, no,
let's go, Will.
Yeah, Will has wanted Bohm at leadoff, Kepler third in the past. All right, Will, what do you got? What's the food?
Hey, man, what we're known for. Philly cheesesteaks, baby.
All right, cheesesteak. There we go. I mean, it's not a. I would say like a wow thing.
Don't clog you up.
But yeah, it's not good for you. Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing better than when you just see the grease and you know you're about to annihilate something that. Well, that's
what's
you know,
the is the key
wet.
For you? The, is it the grease or is it the roll?
Both. Yeah. The combination.
You like the cedar roll?
I can do the cedar roll.
I think the cedar roll is the
cedar roll. I'm very not picky when it comes. You put a cheesesteak in front of me, I don't care with, without, what cheese that I'm eating it. I am a very non-picky eater.
You spend enough time away from the area, though, you'll start to get a little picky. I went to college near Pittsburgh.
They make it bad out there?
Well, horrendous. I mean, there was this might have just been like because I was in a cafeteria, but they had set up. It was like hot dog rolls, basically. These were potato rolls with the steak in
and,
it.
And it's smaller? And, like, then yeah. You're, yeah.
And just like straight up nacho cheese.
Oh, no.
And the guys, really. I guess I was wearing a Flyers hat, and the guy's like, you're going to like these. And I'm like, I'm not.
Actually, these suck.
Yeah. I didn't even try it.
Oh, that sounds terrible. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here on the Phils. Bigger concern, the offense right now, which really is like three hitters deep. Or is it the pitching staff overall, the bullpen? And now we throw Lizardo in, who has really, I mean, historically struggled two starts. Where do you come down on the Phils' bigger concern? And do the Eagles need to make a move to add to the defensive line? I think so. Kyle thinks so. Broads is good. He's believing in what they have, including Peloton Davis. We'll get off your phone calls here. Try Day Friday. Looking for something bad for you, food that we should try, but it's just good. Like junk food that is just, you want to try it. 215-592-9494. All right, we get back. We'll unpack something else. We're going to have Jaws on soon. Some guests coming in here. We're live at the Ron Jaworski golf outing at Riverwinds. But we're going to unpack, should the Phillies do something drastic? Should they make a couple big switches? Guys from the minors to the majors? Maybe not the whole team.
All of them.
You know what? Screw it. No, we're going to talk about which ones they should bring up. Is it time to hit a couple buttons now? We'll discuss it. Midday show, Broads in for Hughes. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.